Hey everybody, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Rise Higher Daily. We're diving into something super important today, a new way of thinking about failure and success. Now, I know what you're thinking. Here we go with another pep talk about chasing dreams and ignoring negativity. But trust me on this one, folks. This isn't your typical motivational spiel. We're going deeper, getting real, and flipping the script on how we view those two big words, failure and success. Because let's be honest, life throws curveballs. It tests us, it pushes us to our limits, and sometimes, things just don't go our way. But what if, instead of viewing those moments as setbacks, we saw them as stepping stones? What if, instead of fearing failure, we embrace it as a learning opportunity? That's the mindset shift we're tackling today, a fresh perspective that can totally change your game. You ready to get real? Buckle up. Here are 5 key takeaways to rock this new way of thinking. Number 1. Failure isn't the opposite of success, it's a part of it. Think about it like this. Every successful person you know has a laundry list of failures behind them. Thomas Edison, the genius inventor, famously said, "I have not failed, I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work." Talk about owning the process. Number 2. Reframe your language. Instead of saying, "I failed," try saying, "That didn't work out as planned." It's a subtle shift, but it completely changes the energy. It takes away the sting of defeat and opens up the possibility for learning and growth. Ever notice how our words have power? Number 3. Embrace the power of experimentation. You know that feeling when you try something new and it doesn't quite hit the mark? Yeah, that can be a goldmine. See those failures as valuable data points. What worked? What didn't? How can you adjust your approach next time? Number 4. Celebrate the small wins. Don't wait for the big, headline-grabbing successes to feel good about yourself. Recognize and appreciate those little victories along the way. Maybe you nailed a tricky presentation at work, or finally mastered that new recipe. Those little wins add up, keep your momentum going, and build confidence. And number 5, this one is super important. Be kind to yourself. Seriously, be your own best friend. When things don't go as planned, talk to yourself like you'd talk to a close pal who's feeling down. Offer words of encouragement, remind them of their strengths, and focus on what they can learn from the experience. Picture this. You're working on a new project, maybe it's launching a business, writing that novel, or learning a new skill. Things aren't going exactly as planned. Maybe you hit a roadblock, you second-guess yourself, or even feel discouraged. But instead of spiraling into negativity, you take a deep breath, remind yourself that this is all part of the process, and you start brainstorming solutions. You reach out to a mentor for advice, you tweak your approach, and you keep pushing forward. Even if things don't turn out exactly as envisioned, you've learned something valuable along the way about yourself, your skills, and even the world around you. That's the beauty of this new mindset. It turns setbacks into stepping stones, failures into fuel for growth. So let me ask you, what if you could reframe failure as a chance to learn and grow? What if you saw every challenge as an opportunity to discover your true potential? It might sound crazy at first, but trust me on this one, embracing this new perspective can totally change the game. Go out there, take those risks, and don't be afraid to stumble along the way. Because in the end, it's not about avoiding failure, it's about learning from it and rising higher than ever before. And that's a wrap for today. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends and family. Let's spread this mindset shift together. Leave us a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media using #RiseHigherDaily. Until next time, keep reaching higher, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.